This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, as we go through the winter, it's obvious the markets are watching what happens in South America, especially in Brazil. They're passing our numbers for exports and are in the midst of their growing season. However, they were getting much attention because in the areas of the southern parts of the country, they were getting no rain in the midst of the rainy season, which will be ending very soon, while in the northern and central parts of the country, they were seeing more rain than they usually get. So what kind of effect is Brazil's market having, and what's their soybean production looking like? We'll find out more after the break.
A new year brings new opportunities for Iowa soybean farmers. From biofuels and policy to a changing market landscape, many factors impact the value of Iowa soybean crop. Learn about these trends and more on January 30th by attending Farm Forward, powered by the Iowa Soybean Association. Register today at iasoybeans.com and position your farm for success in 2024 and beyond. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers.
Dr. Michael Cadonier is an agronomist with Soybean and Corn Advisors Incorporated, based out of Illinois. And he talks about the effect the weather patterns Brazil was experiencing earlier this year are having on Brazil's soybean crops.
In Brazil, the problem is they had very hot and dry weather, October, November, and early December. And that really impacted the early maturing soybeans. And to give you an idea, in Mato Grosso, as of last Friday, the soybeans were about 6.5% harvested. And the average yield thus far, 35 bushels per acre. That's about 20 bushels less than what was anticipated. And it was all because of the hot, dry weather during pod fill. And about 40% of the soybeans in Mato Grosso are early maturing. So the hot and dry weather speeded up the growth cycle for the soybeans, reduced the yield, and delayed the planting.
And as we said, in the north, they were seeing rains that were putting them up to 2 months behind in planting soybeans.
I lowered my Brazil soybeans 2 million tons to 149. All the private estimates have been lowered due to the poor yields of the early maturing soybeans. Now, the soybeans nationwide last Friday are like 2.5% harvested, and that's going to pick up now with some drier weather and more later developing soybeans maturing. So this has been historic loss for soybeans in central Brazil.
Now, timing is everything in Brazil's crop conditions because of the fact that they run on such a tight schedule with their rainy and dry seasons. Any delay can put things behind schedule and behind the eight ball for the growing seasons that follow, especially the safrinha corn crop. But now, don't be worried. Even with a yield setback, Brazil still produces a lot of soybeans. And coupled with the fact that Argentina is producing back up to near normal standards, we're going to see a lot of soybeans rolling out of South America.
Yeah, well, if you look at all of South America combined, right now the soybean production is going to be up about 18 million tons from last year. But there's a big caveat here. I have Brazil soybeans 149, and some of the losses in Brazil are being made up by good increases in Argentina. Last year, Argentina had a terrible, terrible year. Their soybean production was like 25 million tons. This year, I have them at 52 million tons. So some of the losses in Brazil are being made up by Argentina, but if you look at the whole South America continent, there's probably going to be more soybeans than last year, but much less than what we anticipated a couple of months ago.
In fact, Argentina is already doubling last year's numbers. Cadonier's current estimate for Brazil's soybeans is 149 million metric tons. Brazil's corn is estimated to be 115 million metric tons. He estimates Argentina's soybean at 52 million metric tons of crop and the corn at 56 million, while Paraguay is getting about 10 million metric tons in soybeans and corn, about 5 million. This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman.